We keep talking about it. After like a second day here, we were all Googling, how do we move to Munich?
Yeah, literally Googled how does an Australian move to Europe? And was like looking at forums of like visas.
Den drei Filmemachern Nina Buxton, Dongmei Lee und Joe Loxton scheint es in Deutschland zu gefallen. Sie sind in München, um ihre Kurzfilme zu zeigen. Und zwar beim Film School Fest Munich. Das internationale Festival der Filmhochschulen findet mittlerweile zum 36. Mal statt. Jedes Jahr werden dafür die besten Filme von Filmhochschulen weltweit ausgewählt. Dieses Jahr sind auch drei Absolventen von australischen Filmhochschulen dabei. Die Australierin Nina und die Chinesin Dong Mei vom Victorian College of the Arts in Melbourne und der Australier Joel von der Australian Film, Television and Radio School in Sydney. Für Nina ist das Beste am Filmschoolfest, unter Gleichgesinnten zu sein.
It's so great because we're all at the same level. Usually at festivals you are surrounded by people who are years ahead of you. So the great thing about this festival is that you're being connected with people who are just recently graduated. So you're all more or less a similar age and a sort of a similar kind of level. So it's much easier, I think, to make friends that way.
Auch Dong Mei findet es besser, wenn bei einem Festival nicht nur die alten Hasen der Branche aufeinandertreffen.
It's just like they have so much more experience than you, and the focus, the things that interest you might be not the interest of them. Like, oh, I'm interested in your next project or how do you work with your sound designers? Things like that. Like for us, we still want to know because we are inexperienced somehow in a way. But they have worked with, you know, big budget films directors.
And, absolutely, yeah. I think it's hard to be friends with someone when you idolize them.
Yeah,
it's a big difference.
Is that?
Yeah.
Ein großes Idol ist mit Sicherheit der deutsche Filmemacher Patrick Vollrath. Sein Kurzfilm Everything Will Be Okay oder auf Deutsch Alles wird gut war letztes Jahr auch beim Filmschoolfest dabei. Und dieses Jahr war er unter anderem für den Oscar nominiert. Die Australier sind begeistert.
I feel like it changed my life. It really like showed me what you can do in a short film. It was amazing.
I remember that one too. It was so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that little girl and
yeah, it was like the most powerful short film.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine anyone topping
that. It was
that
so
ever.
It was That's so
and we may as well just quit now, guys.
Auch dieses Jahr war bei den Kurzfilmen alles vertreten. Bewegende Dramen, lustige Reportagen oder provozierende Animationsfilme. Insgesamt wurden 50 Filme gezeigt. Was macht eigentlich einen typisch australischen Film aus?
That's what it sort of is.
Okay, let's like describe the typical Australian film.
Red Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Dog.
Croc Dundee.
Sort of like
a
postcard. Yeah, postcardy kind of film or something else. I mean, it sounds sort of negative.
Brunswick.
Yeah.
It's usually Australian films, I think, are well known for being upbeat. Would you agree? Comedy?
The ones that do well are, there's kind of a thing where they're on a really specific sort of local scale but with a universal theme that then can break out. So things like The Castle are like that. Like it has a small indie sort of thing but then it has this huge appeal.
Mm.
The more successful ones are definitely comedy.
Die Kurzfilme von Nina, Joel und Dong Mei entsprechen nicht ganz diesen Klischees. Ninas Film heißt Woof.
It is a film that follows a 16-year-old girl through a party as she has her first sexual experience. She ends up getting humiliated at the party and she has to choose between staying silent or standing up for herself. So it's a coming-of-age drama that I try and push as many boundaries as I can with the film.
Nina zeigt in ihrem Film Dinge, die sonst kaum auf der Kinoleinwand zu sehen sind, wie zum Beispiel das Blut der weiblichen Periode. Ihr war die weibliche Perspektive in ihrem Film sehr wichtig.
I guess I chose to make a film about what it's like to be female because that's something I haven't really seen in a lot of cinema. And it's something that I'm just interested in. I'm interested in exploring it. I think everybody's kind of interested in making films that reflect a part of themselves. And I think it's really important that everybody is able to recognize themselves on the screen growing up. As a teenager, I didn't see many films with women as protagonists. And I do think that negatively affected me. The more films that we have that just show normal experiences from the point of view of women, I think that's going to be really good for girls growing up. So I'm kind of passionate about that. And I'm passionate about about inspiring young girls and just like giving them confidence that their experiences are, you know, normal and that they should be comfortable in their own skin.
Eine technische Besonderheit von Ninas Film ist, dass komplett mit einem iPhone gefilmt wurde. Das hatte vorher noch niemand an ihrer Filmhochschule versucht. Als Drehort musste Ninas alte WG herhalten. Da musste sie danach dann einiges aufräumen. Dong Mei Lis Film The Corn is Flowering bringt den Zuschauer an einen komplett anderen Schauplatz. Der Film spielt nämlich in einem abgeschiedenen chinesischen Dorf und erzählt die Geschichte einer Familie, die mit finanziellen Problemen zu kämpfen hat und sich gleichzeitig noch um den todkranken Großvater kümmern muss. Es ist ein sehr persönlicher Film und das nicht nur, weil Dong Mei selbst in dem Dorf, in dem gedreht wurde, aufgewachsen ist.
Yeah, there's like one moment of the film it actually happened in my life many years ago. It was my granddad was dying and my little sister, she like the girl in the film, she used to look after my granddad and I was there on that day. So my granddad stopped saying anything for a long time, and that day he waved at my sister. So my sister she thought, oh, maybe my grandpa wanted some water. So she went there and gave him some water, and after that he actually died. So I was there, witnessed the whole thing happened, and my sister was so, I think the word is traumatized, was so sad and so shocked by the fact that my granddad just died soon after that water. Yeah, from there I just imagined the rest of everything.
Der Film ist auf Chinesisch mit englischen Untertiteln. Der Dreh war teilweise eine Herausforderung, da bis auf das kleine Mädchen im Film keiner der Darsteller lesen konnte. Deshalb gab es auch nicht wirklich ein richtiges Skript. Trotzdem war es für Dong Mei eine wichtige Erfahrung, in ihrer Muttersprache zu arbeiten.
As a director, I never felt I was a director on set. I, you know, had to speak English and I had to struggle to explain things to the actors or the cinematography. And I wasn't very sure or confident about if I really explained things that well. But this time I took all my key crew from Australia back to the village and I felt I had so much control. I had a whole control, everything. I really enjoyed directing a film in my own language. Yeah.
Der dritte australische Beitrag war dann wieder auf Englisch. Und zwar der Kurzfilm The Kangaroo Guy von Joel Loxton.
It's a political satire. It's about a young politician who's sort of new to politics, but he's very bad at the media and social media side of things. But he still is sort of a good person. And the film opens with him messing up a media interview. Someone sort of misunderstands him, thinks that he was in a car accident, and he just kind of goes along with it because it's easier, but it spirals out of control. And then afterwards he needs to work out what he has to do to maintain that image rather than, you know, so he sort of sacrifices his integrity to kind of in place of his image.
Der Politiker soll angeblich ein Känguru überfahren haben. Blöd nur, dass da missverstanden wurde. Um nicht aufzufliegen, muss den Autounfall über Nacht nachstellen. Für diese Szenen wurde auch beim Dreh teilweise mit echten Kängurus gearbeitet.
And there's a scene in my film when my actor's wrestling with this dead kangaroo, and I had the fake one, but he didn't want to use it. He wanted the real one with the weight and the floppiness and the smell and everything. Because we had to, obviously you're not going to kill an animal for a film. But in Australia, we can eat kangaroo meat. You can buy the meat from a supermarket. There are people that shoot them and cull them and then sell the bodies to abattoirs and that. So I kind of like intercepted one and bought it from a middleman who buys and sells the kangaroo meat. So it was going to just be food, but instead it was in cinema. Then afterwards we had to have it cremated.
Dieses Känguru kam also nach seinem Tod noch zu etwas Ruhm. In der Fragerunde nach der Vorstellung beim Filmfest wurde Joel auch auf diese Szene angesprochen und trifft dabei auf unterschiedliche Reaktionen.
The Germans have more of a macabre sense of humor. So the kind of the dead kangaroo it's meant to be funny. It is sort of a funny moment. It went down really well.
In München war von lauthalsem Lachen bis angeekelten Blick eigentlich alles an Reaktionen dabei. Allgemein war das Feedback auf alle drei Filme sehr positiv. Die Preise gingen dieses Jahr allerdings nach Deutschland, Polen und Frankreich. Aber allein schon dabei gewesen zu sein, war für Nina, Dongmei und Joel ein Erfolg. Vor allem, weil Reisen mit einem Film richtig viel Spaß macht.
It's really nice to travel with a film because it makes you feel more centered, I think, as opposed to just being a tourist. It's like being here and being connected to people who have similar interests to you. It makes a really big difference.
Für die drei Filmemacher stehen nach dem Festival schon die nächsten Projekte an. Neue Drehbücher und Filme sind in Arbeit. Es lohnt sich also, die Augen offen zu halten. Vielleicht sieht man demnächst ja mal einen Film von Nina Buxton, Dongmei Lee oder Joel Loxton auf der Kinoleinwand.